You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there for free. The main feature of the site allows you to submit show prep content and vote on other people's submissions, and the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website. It's a social networking bookmarking site, basically, and it's pretty useful. It's a great way to share information with other like-minded, liberty-oriented listeners. Go to freetalklive.com, and whenever you spot anything on the Internet that you want to submit to the site, there's a very easy process to make that possible. And we appreciate it, because it really is a treasure trove of show prep for this program. It really does kind of bring some of the best or worst, if you will, news stories regarding freedom and the lack thereof right to our attention. It's a great way to get something in front of us for on the air.
Yeah, and if you have an issue that's important to you, this is a great way to spotlight it, not only putting it on the radio show Free Talk Live, but just getting it in front of tens of thousands of visitors to the website on a monthly basis, and they can see your story.
One of the things that is important to me is getting the idea of the gun in the room out there into people's minds, to showing people, to revealing to them the gun in the room, the fact that the government essentially exists on force, that the only tool it has in its inventory to get you to do what they want you to do or to not do what they don't want you to do is to threaten you with violence.
Sure.
And the gun backs up every government program, no matter how benign the program or how positive the ends might seem. For instance, helping children or helping the people that are in need of some sort, the poor, etc. The ends may be moral, but they're not justified. They don't justify immoral means. They don't justify stealing and threatening people with violence in order to get to that point. But some people who are maybe have a vested interest in the system, not just who've been around for a long time. Obviously, the longer somebody has been on this earth, the more set in their ways about their beliefs on government they will be. But those who actually have a vested interest in the system, say a family member or they themselves are actually a member of the government. They are one who are receiving of the parasite class, if you will. They are receiving the stolen funds. I'm not to say that they are useless in what they do. A lot of government people are doing useful jobs. It's just that the money's coming from stealing. So I don't have a problem with education. I don't have a problem with road repair and snow plowing and things like that. I just think that they should be done on a consensual basis.
And there's no reason that a business couldn't do that. You know, there couldn't be competing marketplace businesses providing such services.
Well, then the objection, greed, comes up. The evil, rich, greedy businessmen will take it over. You don't want them running things, do you?
Right, because politicians aren't greedy.
Yeah. So I was having a conversation online today, and I just wanted to share some of this. And the other side was a local activist who is a statist activist, somebody who supports greater government funding of education. And she writes this. She says, "I'm not seeing the point that less government would solve all this. I don't think that it's that simple. Personally, I've seen government programs, free and reduced lunch for one, do kids a major service. I know you'll argue that hunger is just one thing that would be made better by less government intervention, but I totally disagree. Look at Sudan or other countries with terribly ineffective governments. You can't tell me that they are better off."
Right. Yeah. You're not talking about a government that is, I don't know what ineffective means. The government of Sudan is as effective as it wants to be, I suppose, or as effective as it's going to be the way they're running it. Having an ineffective, violent gang extracting money from people isn't better than an effective violent gang extracting. Actually, I think it is. I think it's better to have an effective gang that's sort of doing the right things. But you can't expect them to do the right things for long because they just continue to grow and get more onerous.
Well, not only that, but if you're going to argue that you should be feeding the children, well, maybe you should help out the children's parents by not taxing the crap out of them, and then they probably could feed their children. You know, here in this town, the apartments are, for a two-bedroom apartment that a family would live in, it's at least $1,000 a month.
And I bet you about half of that's
taxes. Yeah.
She says, you can't tell me that they are better off. We might as well stop the debate here, because if you ask me, people in Keene see mostly, she says, and of course these are the people she knows in Keene, the people she associates with as the head of one of the local pro-government activist groups. So she believes it's most of the people in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
See your group as a bunch of people who argue for open containers and being topless, not as a group.
Yes,
that
I would agree that much is true.
Well, what can you do, right? I mean, it's not
effective.
True. It's not true, Mark. Because what happens is somebody enjoys
see it that way.
What the truth is that somebody was enjoying a beer in the park on a Sunday afternoon. They weren't making a stand until the cops came in and decided to aggress against them. So it's the police that painted that picture by bringing their aggression into play.
I don't care what the facts are. Okay?
People should live free. Mark. Do you disagree with that?
I do not disagree with that.
Right.
Their freedom doesn't necessarily reach to Central Square if Central Square was just funded properly. That's the biggest problem here. And I do think that people, have they shouldn't have to see things they don't want to see. And the problem with that is public property. But what I said was true was I think that a good percentage of the population, especially here in Keene, New Hampshire, maybe New Hampshire at large, sort of as a ripple effect away from the crazy bomb that has hit in Central Square in Keene, that as it goes, ripples outward, that yes, that's what the picture of Free Staters, Free Keeners, whoever these people are, mm-hmm. whatever, I'm trying to figure out the labels that the average
if
person
that's
has.
That's true, Mark. Then
that's
why,
what they think that it's about. It's about toplessness. It's about smoking pot.
Okay, if that's true.
About wearing clown masks.
Yeah,
whatever.
I understand that's how you feel. And it's
not a feel.
It's understandable.
Hey, this is anecdotal evidence that I have gotten from talking to people in town. These are business people. These are people that are going about their lives.
Well,
this is not
a
few different people. This is what they're telling mm-hmm. me.
So why is it that when Andrew Carroll goes door to door, he's receiving a overwhelmingly positive response and people aren't associating him with those things? Why is it that when two activists went to hand out information in front of the arraignment
this
morning?
Shirt.
Maybe why is it that the activists in front of the what you're saying is they're painting everybody with the same brush, and I'm telling you that's not true. I'm telling you that the activists this morning that were out handing out information to people coming in for an arraignment and others coming into the city hall had an overwhelmingly positive response toward what they were doing.
I don't want to make generalizations, but I'm going to generalize here and say that people who are being arraigned are less important from a political or sociological standpoint in the town of Keene and towns in general, cities in general, than people who aren't being arraigned.
What's that supposed to mean?
People that are being arraigned are less important from a standpoint of being able to
influence
the community mm-hmm. to making change that is substantial and will have a...
Well, they were handing those flyers to everybody that was going into the building.
Okay.
So and that included people going to pay car registrations and things like that. Are those people not important to you?
I don't know, man.
I'm just telling you, Mark.
You guys are doing a great job. Just keep taking your shirts off and smoking pot, and we'll have freedom in New Hampshire. Don't worry.
I'm not worried.
Forget about all the rest.
Yeah, there's nothing to worry about.
I'm not worried, man. I could care less.
People are misinformed. The people you're talking about are misinformed, and they're hearing rumors that are going around town.
There's a lot of them that are misinformed and hearing a lot of rumors.
Okay.
That's
all
I'm saying.
More information will help correct
people
those problems.
That would otherwise agree with the message.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, she goes on to say that just know that picking things like open container and topless issues to focus on does not mean make the rest of us want to engage in a meaningful discourse on these issues. We are facing things like under or unemployment, lack of health care, lack of freedoms for our friends in same-sex partnerships, poor air quality for our children with asthma.
This silly lady thinks that somehow that she can increase employment by using the government. Hey, you know that it's the highest tax rate in the state, essentially, that's in Keene, New Hampshire, that is, in fact, attributing, making it harder on people who are unemployed and making it harder for businesses to employ more people. It's the tax burden that people like this lady who can't find her butt with both hands, she's created the problems.
And concern over funding for the arts and music. 800-259-9231. Those are some of her concerns. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live. What's art and music without beer and toplessness?
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away. Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include our archives. So if you missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours free. Front page of the site. You get the last week, click into the archive section, you go back for years, all free at freetalklive.com.
So how soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. He loves it. It actually calls the book Libby, Libby, and when he wants to hear it. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com. You can see some samples there. Order today. Get a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. It's An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, so we continue with a discussion about the gun in the room, the significant level of cognitive dissonance shown by folks that have a real investment into the system. Somebody who has spent their professional career lobbying, working within the system, and lobbying for more increases in the funding of the system, of the government. Somebody who's in a position like that. Have you ever had a success story with someone like that? Have you ever had success at bringing somebody who's been so deep within the clutches of the idea of coercive government that you were able to somehow reel them out of it? What ideas did you use? What persuasive methods did you employ? Because showing the gun in the room just makes them balk. I mean, they've never seen the gun. The gun has not been pulled out on them. They find it hard to believe
they're happy with it. You know, I mean, it's they're happy. They're used to being robbed at gunpoint, which is essentially what a property tax.
But it's not. They don't feel it's that. It's being robbed because they feel like they're giving voluntarily to a system that they believe in.
Yeah.
So it's not for them. They're not doing it by the threat of violence. They don't feel like it's the threat of violence because, well, it's the system and this is what we live in and we agree with it.
Yeah, you must agree with it. You live here.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of sharing some of the thoughts of one of these supporters, somebody who is so deep in the system that it seems almost impossible to get her out. And I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that someday someone like this can come to that realization that, oh my gosh, that the system really is violent, and that even though it's never used violence on me or my family, that it is using violence on millions of families out there every single year.
This could be the seed. This conversation could be the seed that is implanted in her mind, and at some point she might get pulled over by a cop that's really rude or mean or something, and it might click for her down the road, but not right now.
Yeah, you never know what it's going to take. You never know what the right words are going to be. As of right now, she thinks that I'm, you know, essentially condescending, that I have come to this enlightenment, and that it's condescending of me to suggest that she should too when she's looked at what I've had to say, and she just disagrees. She just disagrees. It's not a violent system. She ends up yelling in all caps that there is no gun in my room.
Maybe the meat cake.
Maybe yours, but not mine. Arg, all done with this. And so I wrote back. I said, it's a figure of speech. It's not literal. There's not a gun in my room either. Sorry if I miscommunicated that. And then I provide her a link to a Stefan Molyneux article where he explains, perhaps better than I could, about what the gun in the room
is. She won't read it.
And she goes back to say, no, S, it's a figure of speech. I'm saying it's not there if you're a willing participant of this society. And so I said, I get your point. As long as you do whatever the criminal gang demands, they will never pull out their guns against you. About that, you are 100% correct. And that I hope you and your family never have to experience the direct violence of the people calling themselves the state, as have millions of families whose lives who have been ruined.
Unless you're one of those lucky few that the SWAT team gets the wrong apartment address or something.
Well, that's just it. That's just it. It's so much easier to just pretend that stuff doesn't exist, right? To pretend
like you know every single law, that you know that you're going to obey every single thing they tell you to do. It's ludicrous.
It is absolutely ludicrous. We can see that. We can see that. How can someone who's so deep within the system like that be shown that?
I think it's just denial. They don't
want to
believe they live under the system.
You know, there are people today that believe that a monarchy or an autocracy is a better idea than, what we have as a democracy or republic or whatever you want to call this, right?
A benevolent monarch, I would say, would be better than
Well, a benevolent monarch is, when you're dealing with him, when he's using the guns of government against you, is as logical as a benevolent democracy, okay? That is a stupid statement, and I wish you'd quit saying it, all right? When the benevolent monarch sends his soldiers to you to get the taxes, they're not benevolent anymore.
Oh, I understand that.
All right? So there's no such thing as a benevolent monarch if there's no such thing as benevolent governance.
That's
now,
true.
There are people out there that would say that a monarchy is better, and they've just become so marginalized.
I think it's possible a monarchy can be less violent than a...
It's possible for a democracy to be less violent than one we have today.
Seems less likely because
look at European countries where they're far more democratic than the one here in the United States, you will find far less of a police state than you do in the United States. Have we put that stupid conversation to rest yet?
I don't know.
The benevolent monarch. Okay. So, there are people that would support a monarchy today. They're just nuts, okay? They're just crazy lunatic fringers. And that's what's going to have to happen. At some point, some percentage of the population will say that, you know, they've had it with the government and all of its growing and taxes and all the things that make it so awful. And they'll just say, we're going to put something in place that's better than this, that allows more freedom for more people, provides better services, and does it on a more moral basis, or whatever it is that they come up with. And at that time, the people that say, we've got to fund the schools by threatening to take the houses that the kids live in away from them, those people that have that system will just be considered fringe lunatics. You cannot convert this lady, and wasting your time on her, it makes for good radio, and it's fun. I've participated in the same kind of trollish behavior, but that's all it is. It's poking the bureaucrats with sticks.
So you don't think there's any hope? Huh? You think that her is so deep inside the system that it's impossible to extricate them? As in the Matrix, for instance, you know, once you are too old, you're beyond the point of saving, that kind of thing.
I would say that, yes, at some point, there's all kinds of ways that it makes it difficult for a person who believes in the ideas of liberty to convert another person. A, if somebody is paid by that system, very difficult. If somebody is older than you, difficult. If you find somebody who's older than them, then you're working on this sort of societal thing that old people are smarter than young people. If it's somebody who's rich versus somebody who's poor, there's this strata issue that you can use. If there's somebody who is a teacher versus a student, all those things. There's these societal norms come into play.
It would just be too destructive of their mindset, of their belief system, to come to understand that this is a violent monopoly.
Maybe arguing that showing the person how taxation is hurting people instead of the violence of the gun in the room, so to speak. Maybe that's a better tack to take with someone like this.
Toll free number is 800-259-9231. If you've got a success story with somebody who's this deep in the system, I'd love to hear it. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control, bring up anything.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you want to breathe better, please write this down now. BreatheBetterAir.com. You don't have time to waste. Go to BreatheBetterAir.com and see the stylish Air Oasis 3000 Air Purifier. It has no filters, no messy plates to clean, requires no maintenance for 3 years, is built by hand in the U.S., and comes with a 3-year warranty. GCN listeners get a $100 discount and free air quality test kit at BreatheBetterAir.com or call 806-477-0322 to breathe better air now.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free 2 of their new just-released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Puke.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam there with free access. You don't have to pay any kind of fee in order to watch this show. Why? You'd have to be crazy to pay to watch us.
Yeah, I don't know who would.
It's free, and you can watch and listen and chat.
People pay to watch Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. What could possibly be going on in those studios?
It's weird.
It's fun.
I don't know, but it's weird. So anyway, you can watch it for free, and you can chat with other listeners at the same time. All of over at cam.freetalklive.com. The cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. Not only do they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, but they have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. Their stuff's in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's memorydealers.com.
All right. We continue here with your thoughts about what you want. Going to Andrew in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, greetings, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You guys were talking about the best ways or some of the best ways to convert people to liberty and techniques used to get through to them.
Specifically the people who are, because there are different groups of people who are easier to bring on to these ideas than others. I mean, people that have had the government aggress against them or their family or their friends, they're wide open for this message. Whereas somebody who's deep inside the system, somebody who's benefiting from it, who's receiving a pension, who's receiving a paycheck, who has a friend or a family member.
I think the paycheck is more important than the pension. The pension, they feel, is guaranteed to them. However, once when they're working on getting that pension, that's when their level of loyalty is the highest.
So, those people specifically, what do you have a recommendation?
Yeah, I've had plenty of interactions with people who, you know, essentially work for the state, and also, you know, family members who, you know, benefit from the state, as well as, you know, friends and family. I feel that, you know, family is one of the hardest, as well as coworkers. And the technique I've always used, and, you know, it's kind of a path of least resistance, is, you know, typically, as long as you're principled, people will know where you stand, but you can kind of pick your battles in, you know, kind of polite conversation. You can kind of capitalize on certain moments when people are talking about everyday issues. For example, you know, a news article about, you know, regulations on prescription drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can, if you have a good base of, you know, knowledge about the subject, or you can kind of, you know, weasel in the liberty message to that, you can kind of just plant that seed, or, you know, bring up the issue of, well, hey, you know, why does the government have to get involved in that? And usually you can steer that in the direction of, you know, something that you're more knowledgeable about, or bring it to something that they're more knowledgeable about, as in, you know, why do you think the government is more knowledgeable about, you know, say, you know, prescription drug regulations than, you know, you are? You know, you go to the, you know, pharmacy and you buy prescription drugs. Do you really think that the person, you know, making $80,000 to $130,000 a year really knows that much more, or knows
they're trained more than your doctor? I think
that
most people would say, of course they know more. They're trained experts. That's what they do for a living. Of course they know more. They should be in charge of that.
Right. And then you can pick those people apart by saying, you know, well, you know, do you think that all people agree on the way things are done? And then you can distill it down into the fact that, you know, well, you know, eventually, you know, what the government is doing is just stealing money from people to pay for it.
Yeah, but we need leaders to decide for us. We don't know these things, and we need to have our dear leaders decide what is right. And I'm happy to pay for those sorts of things. I'm putting myself in the role of the state.
Right.
I want a protection. I think that the government keeps us safe, and that these are experts, and I'm happy to pay my taxes to make sure that my kids get safe medicines. You
right.
just
want
to leave it to greedy corporations.
Right, and then you can distill it down into, you know, well, do you want the government picking out what you go to, you know, the supermarket to buy? Do you, you know, want them choosing, you know, when you make your list of, you know, things to buy at the store, you know, and you have
those things that you want to buy,
do you think that they should tell you what to buy?
Well, no, but we're not talking about that. We're talking about the where they currently are, and I think that they should be there. Everybody's
right.
fine with the food that we buy. That's all fine. We've got the USDA checking out things there, and you know, the government's looking out for us in those areas. They're helping keep us safe.
Oh, you're going to be disappointed.
Right, and then you can really point out the fact that, you know, well, the government regulations don't actually keep you safe, because plenty of people get sick from food that they supposedly inspect.
Now, you're saying that all of this would be in a perspective of if you know the person, right? Like, if you happen to be around this person often enough to where an issue might come up that you can kind of see an opening where you can point out the aggression of the state and the unintended consequences that it might have, and have it resonate
right.
with them at that point in time. I'm just battling you for the fun of it here.
Yeah, it's kind of like Mark's sniping on Facebook, but it's in a more, you know, it's in a personal capacity, but it's in, you know, it's polite sniping, in that you can seize the opportunity and you can just kind of throw the issue out. And, you know, it kind of takes, and I found that it, you know, it's taken me a while to kind of hone the message so that you can kind of plant the seed with people, in that, you know, you don't really have to, you know, get into a, you know, knockout, drag out debate with people. But you can kind of, you know, drop.
Yeah, that's usually a bad idea.
Right. Essentially, you're going to come to either, you know, you're going to confront them right then and there, which is unlikely.
Very unlikely.
Or you're just going to battle it out and not really get anywhere, because, you know, it takes time to, you know, change people's worldview.
Andrew, I want to thank you for the thoughts and the ideas tonight. 800-259-9231.
You know, I think that I largely agree with what Andrew said, but it just sort of brought something up in my mind. And something that those in the liberty community, and probably on this show to some extent we do, is you know, mistakenly alienate people who do work for the government. If you include people that work for companies and organizations that have contracts with the government, you're talking about something like half of the population in America works for the government. So you're talking about an
important... One in six are on welfare.
An important segment of the population when you're talking about people to convert. And many, 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 many people, I believe Andrew included, work for the government that believe in the ideas of liberty. So
that's true.
You need to, when you talk about these ideas, not talk about the person. You're not talking about people who work for the government sucked because you're saying that the funding mechanism for the government is
violence,
is immoral, and here's why.
Yeah,
we believe in the market.
Yeah. I wasn't the one calling her stupid, Mark. That was you on the air.
No, this lady, when it was shown to her, she was acting like adult. She was sticking her fingers in her ear.
But that's cognitive dissonance. It doesn't mean that she's stupid. So you're the one that was calling names. I wasn't.
Look.
Although I did use the term parasite, which probably wasn't fair.
But not all parasites are bad, right?
I guess, yeah, there's some. There's...
No, I think if a parasite's not bad, it's called a symbiote. But
no, you're right. You're right about that. So...
Moving along.
But you're right, Mark. Yeah, the sticking one's fingers in one's ears is essentially what this person was doing.
But it's hard to do to not insult somebody who's just... You know, you're making a logical argument, and they're just, no, I don't want to hear it. I mean, it is kind of hard to not.
I think it's
sneer at them a little bit.
Well, I see where you're coming from, but I think it's easier to empathize with them. I mean, we've all been in that role, right? We've all been in the role where we're shocked by some new information that shocks our belief system to its very core, and we don't want to have that happen because it means that we are wrong, and we don't want to be wrong. So it's easier to just go la la la. Then actually think about and come to the realization that, oh my gosh, what have I been doing with my life? What have I been advocating all of this time?
Yeah, especially in this case, if you're like this person who's, you know, a family member works for the government, you work for
a
not-for-profit organization that advocates for larger government intrusion. Right. You have been telling all your friend, your relationships, your business relationships, your friend relationships, all of them are built upon the idea of building the government.
And it's built upon the idea of helping kids. You know, she wants to increase this funding for the schools to help children, and the idea that this is, you're threatening people to help children is a very, well, it's a shocking idea, and it's hard to accept. More coming up. Take control. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats, aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
If your handgun is loaded and easy to get to, it's also dangerous. What if you could reach your loaded handgun instantly and still provide a margin of safety for your family? Introducing the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com. The Drag and Draw Gun Vault is a small portable gun safe for subcompact pistols or snub-nosed revolvers. It's made of heavy gauge steel, padded inside, and uses your fingerprint to open and close. With the Drag and Draw Gun Vault, you'll now be able to keep your handgun locked and loaded without fear of an accident. See the revolutionary Drag and Draw Gun Vault in action and order yours online at MyQuickSafe.com. That's MyQuickSafe.com. Or call toll-free 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or go to MyQuickSafe.com. Stay locked, loaded, and safe with the Drag and Draw Gun Vault from MyQuickSafe.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We don't have time to go right now. 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You want to support the show? You can shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of Amazon's profits. It's that simple. You get your shopping done, you get the stuff you're looking for, great prices, free Super Saver shipping, and a whole bunch of their brand new items, even buy used if you want to. Dozens of categories in which to shop. Get your shopping done. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Today's businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers who fail to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects these industries and businesses. However, when people do not pay their bills, all consumers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So if you have or know any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no-obligation, no-cost proposal. SACL CAI repositions companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue and take your phone calls about what you want. Dan is listening in West Virginia to WVTS. Hello, Dan. Dan in West Virginia.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey.
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to know what you think about the Bush tax cuts not being rescinded by Obama.
The Bush tax cuts not being rescinded by Obama.
Extended.
Oh, not being
extended.
Extended. Well, I don't know. I guess Bush cut some taxes for some people, but he didn't cut the size of government. I mean, I'm in favor of anything that reduces people's burdens, the state's burdens on people. So I guess I would be against the rescission of those cuts, but it didn't do anything to make the government smaller. I think that's the ultimate concern, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that really bothers me about the Republican way of doing things is the kind of deficit and spend, thing that they do. I do think that if we're going to have a government, that the moral obligation of that government is to spend no more money than it takes in the same way that that's the sort of the moral obligation of the individual. If you're spending more than you take in, pretty soon you're going to go bankrupt and you owe people and they're out money and you've essentially stolen their money. So the political parties seem to be sort of warring between, you know, whether you should spend money and add it to the deficit or spend money and put it into taxes. So I would say that I would like to see lower taxes. However, at the same time, I think that government should tax at the level that it spend at the level it taxes. So I'm all for
cutting 90% of the taxes out and for cutting, you know, 94% of the size of government.
Did that answer your question?
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Dan. 800-259-9231. Let's continue. This one is Dylan in Arizona on the Amp Lines. Hello, Dylan.
Hey there.
Dylan, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just heard your podcast show from the other night. You were talking about, I guess it was Wayne who mentioned the Patriot Act was just ready to go right off the shelf right after 9/11.
Yeah.
And there was a reason for that. It was because it had recently gone down in a close vote. It was previously entitled the Methamphetamine Anti-Proliferation Act. So it had been previously labeled as a drug war bill. So you see that they won't let any crisis go to waste. They'll use any excuse to get their bills passed. So when they couldn't get it passed as a drug war bill, they had this big terrorist attack. They moved the deck chairs around and gave it a cute acronym name. And it flew right through. So
that's all it took.
That's why it was. Yeah,
it was just the wrong acronym the first time. They should have called it the Patriot Act the first time, and it would have gone through. Yeah, nobody likes that.
Absolutely. But that's. I just wanted to comment on that because he seemed to be suggesting it was sort of conspiratorial, and I think it's a bit more mundane than that. You know, the government always has. They just have these stock pieces of boilerplate, all this stuff they want to get done. They have their staffers write it up, and they're just waiting for the right opportunity, the right crisis to exploit ram this crap through.
That is what I felt like what he was saying. That is conspiratorial, and I felt that's what he was saying. I mean, I know right now that the government has some really arduous, awful bits of legislation that it's waiting for the next big thing in order to stick down our throats.
That doesn't mean they're planning to engage in the next big thing, as maybe more of the conspiracy theorists might allege, but it does mean that they are prepared for it and prepared to engage in whatever the next level of police state is in response to it.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant. I just didn't. I got the impression he was saying it was like perhaps a spoke in the plan of the whole 9/11 inside job thing, and that stuff comes out this time of year. People start bandying about those wild conspiracy theories, and I was just wanted to say that if anybody thought that was the case, that no, this legislation had been written for another purpose.
Dylan, thanks for informing. I appreciate the call. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231 to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live, being Puke and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Hey, this kind of goes back to what Mark was saying about recognizing, you know, people in government. And I think it's important in general, you know, we were talking about how to speak to people about the ideas of liberty. And I think it's important to debate the idea rather than the person. So rather than saying you're a bad person, you're advocating a bad idea. And I might even say you're currently advocating a bad idea because you want to make it seem to the person that it's very easy for them to change their position. They're not their personhood is not defined as that issue. So you want to separate them from that position so that they feel that they can change very easily.
It's an interesting.
I think that's generally what you do by choosing not to name call and things like that. So if you're acting like a jerk, that doesn't mean that you are a jerk. So, because a jerk acts like a jerk all the time, whereas a person who's acting like a jerk is being, well, normal, because everybody does that. So, I think you're absolutely right. That's generally what you have to do.
Yeah, there's a well-known psychological principle that the more people are committed, the more people have done on behalf of an idea, the more difficult it is for them to change. And that's why people who have been involved in the system for so long, it's hard for them. And you don't want to make it harder by further defining them in conjoining them with the bad idea to say you're this or you're that. You want to say, oh, you're currently advocating this, but it's a bad idea. You should advocate something else because of X, Y, Z. So.
I love it. Great suggestion. Thanks. anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate hearing from you at 1-800-259-9231. I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds so reasonable there, right?
It's also hard to do these things when you're in the heat of a conversation as well.
I think so. That's true, and it takes practice.
Yeah.
Also, you have to understand that things that are going on the radio aren't the same thing. When you're reading a Facebook post on the radio and you call names, it's different than, you know, sitting in front of somebody having a debate at, the bar.
I don't think it's ever appropriate to call somebody a name like that. I don't care if you're on the radio or not. I don't know if that's right. I don't know if it's the right thing to do.
I think that you can use people as an example. If somebody is being a dolt, you can use the term dolt. I understand where you're coming from, but I think that there are times when people can be motivated by a passionate argument, and you know, part of that can be name calling. I'm Ian. What I'm not saying is I'm never going to convince this lady. You're never going to convince this lady. So calling her a dolt when she's clearly ignoring
But that makes you seem rude and childish.
It also makes the person who might otherwise.
Why not just simply
it
call
also it? Makes the person who wouldn't interrupt me, the person who might otherwise act like a dolt say, oh, wow, ignoring facts means that people will consider you to be a dolt. So it can teach a lesson at the same time. Rush Limbaugh. And so many of these other...
I don't care what he does.
I understand you don't care. But he's had a very successful show and converted a lot of people and been very important in the political movement over the past two decades.
Well, are you going to tell me that Rush Limbaugh making up childish names for his opponents is somehow a good thing?
Has it been successful? He's playing in a different
We're
arena.
Successful, too. The show's profitable, and we have no debt.
I'm talking about his... when Rush Limbaugh says something on his show, it shakes the nation.
He's got 600
process.
Radio affiliates, and he's had 20 years to build, plus years to build the show.
I'm just saying that there's different ways to make an argument, and you know...
That's fine. You can be the bad guy, as far as I'm concerned, Mark.
Am I the bad guy on the show?
Yeah,
for
you're
God
calling
sakes?
Him adults. You're calling people stupid. Yeah, I think that's a poor choice.
Oh, I'm the bad. Look, he
you're
just
the
called
shouting
me a name,
madman.
The bad guy.
You're
called one person adult one time on the show.
You called her stupid.
You've called names on the show too, and I'm the bad guy.
You're clearly the shouting madman.
You see how
of
you're
the
acting like a nut?
No, I don't see it. Puke, what do you see here?
I see two guys yelling at each other.
And I think
there's an appropriate time if somebody's acting stupid to call them stupid. Or if their actions are stupid, to point it out to them.
Their actions in this case were based on cognitive dissonance. There's a very intellectual way to speak about what that person was experiencing.
There might be, but it's more fun if Mark calls him adult and then you yell at him and then
I agree with you.
To be entertained.
That way he looks like a shouting conservative madman talk show.
Ian, you know, you call people names too, so.
It's probably true. Call me out on it when I do.
You're a parasite, shut up.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
In 2010, you were fighting for your rights. In 2019, we are fighting for our lives.
The last illusions of economic stability have shattered, revealing the financial dystopia that lies beneath the surface. The Federal Reserve has run out of lies and out of time. Those who stand for liberty will right their wrongs or die trying. Get involved with the epic animated feature-length film, Silver Circle, at SilverCircleMovie.com.
Just remember, when they control the money, they control everything.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.